I am Asmir Begovic, and this is Game Picks.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Game Picks, the NFL preview podcast, where I go head-to-head with my friends from around the NFL, and we're going to try and find out who can cut it when it comes to deciding the winners and losers every week. I'm, of course, your host, Neil Reynolds. Last week, I beat NFL quarterback Matt McGloin. I went 11-3. Matt went 9-5. On the season, I am 92-40-1. My guests are 82-50-1. In the head-to-head, I have yet to be beaten. So we have drafted in an elite professional, a man who has played on the highest stage of all, across the world, around the world. He's a former Premier League goalkeeper, currently a goalkeeper in the Championship with Bournemouth, international with Bosnia and Herzegovina, and for the purposes of this podcast, a big NFL fan. Welcome, Asmir Begovic. How are you?
I'm doing great, Neil. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
I am undefeated. Are you feeling any early pressure? Probably not. You've been in some high-stakes situations, but I bet you're not really shaking in your boots at this.
I can see what you tried to do with the intro. You tried to intimidate me, which is which hasn't worked just yet. So I'm still confident. hoping to break your little streak here. So we'll see what happens.
It is still only a little streak. That's true. I do try to use home field advantage. If there's a game I'm not sure about, I'll quite often offer you the floor and let you go first. That's my trick. It's a difficult season in many ways to pick the NFL because of the pandemic. And I'm sure it's the same with you playing professionally with Bournemouth as well. You don't know what's happening week to week, day to day. But the NFL games on Sunday nights have just been fantastic drama at the moment.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you have your positives and negatives. I think, as you say, it's very difficult to predict. You have to wait for the injury and the COVID lists until literally the last minute to kind of get a better idea. And then, of course, the crowds, there's less crowds. So the home field advantage kind of goes away a little bit, and similar for us. So I think it's actually a bit more entertaining in different ways because it's so unpredictable. So we can't have it all. And, I'm just happy to have the NFL on every week. And the fact is that they've had and played everything so far to them up to schedule really has been pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'm quite old school when I do my prep for Sky, and I do it all handwritten notes. And there was that week a few weeks back where the Patriots and Chiefs game got moved. There was another game. We lost about two games in the space of 2 days. And then frantically on Sunday morning, I'm sitting there doing my homework on the games. But it has been tremendous drama, and we're enjoying it. So we're going to get into our picks for NFL Week 10. It is already Week 10 across the league. So let's get into these picks. Okay, let's get into these picks then for Week 10, starting with what we call the Big Six. So we'll have a little chat about some of these games. Indianapolis at Tennessee is the first one we're going to take a look at. Asmir, who you got? Tennessee got off their losing streak last week. I just trust their offense a little bit more. I'm a bit nervous about how limited the Colts are with Phillip Rivers. When you look at some of these other quarterbacks around the NFL now, what's your first thoughts on this game?
Well, my first thoughts, listen, I think the Colts also coming off a little bit of what you can say is a bad week against the Ravens. But the one thing that the Titans don't have or haven't really done so well this year is rush the passer. So I think that front line, if they don't get to Rivers, if Rivers has a little bit more time, if he's a little bit more comfortable, I think he can have a good game. I think the Colts are pretty good at stopping the run, so they can, I think, limit Derrick Henry. I don't think you can ever really stop him. So I think if they can limit Derrick Henry, make Ryan Tannehill, win the game for them, then I think the Colts could be a good one. I fancy the Colts in this one, actually. I think it's an important game for them, and I think they want to take the division lead on this one.
Yeah, okay, so you're going Indianapolis, I'm going Tennessee. I guess if there is a defense that's built to stop Derrick Henry, I mean, the Colts are very good at stopping the run.
Yeah, that's my thinking here as well. So if they can do that, the Colts defense is legit, as we know. They can limit him, then maybe Phillip Rivers will have a bounce back game and have a little bit more comfort and put some points on the board.
All right, let's continue with the bounce back game theme, because the next one is Tampa Bay at Carolina. And of course, Tampa Bay, we were all kind of just starting, certainly in the media, just starting to talk about, well, now Brady's looking really comfortable and this is rounding into a Super Bowl team. I mean, it might only be one game, but it was an emphatic loss to the New Orleans Saints. What's your thoughts on Brady's situation with the Bucs right now? Obviously, you followed him for many years in New England.
Yeah, absolutely. I think overall, you can't let one game lose sight of perspective. And I think where the Bucs are, I think the most damaging thing that the loss to Saints did was obviously maybe lose the division for them in the head-to-head. So, you know, that could be really important in terms of the wild card and the home field advantage in the playoffs. But I think for the Bucs to be 6-3, they would have taken that all day long. You think about the disruption they've had, no preseason, getting all these guys in. AB is now involved in the mix. So you're going to do that. I think every year you have that sort of throw the tape away game. And then maybe that show against the Saints on Sunday. And I think, listen, a team that gets humiliated on national television like that on a Sunday night standalone game is going to be very dangerous the next week. So look out for the Bucks.
Yeah, I guess that applies. I'm going to go Tampa Bay as well. That applies in all sports, right? There are games or performances where you just say, well, I'm not going to analyze that one. We know what happened there and we're just going to move on.
Yeah, I think so. You know, what are you going to, you can analyze that one to death, but you just know it's a horror show. There's the Saints night, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong for Tampa Bay and that offense especially. And I think they're looking for a bounce back day. I think Carolina's lost three straight, even though they showed pretty well against Kansas City last week. But I would expect the Buccaneers to bounce back.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to pick the Bucs. I do like the way Carolina are fighting hard for their coach. You know, this is a first-year head coach. I think he's done something with that team and lit a bit of a fire under them. So I think that's something to sort of hang your hat on if you're a Panthers fan. Let's go to the next one. Buffalo at Arizona. So last week was really enjoyable. Kyler Murray against Tua Tagovailoa. This week it's Kyler Murray against Josh Allen. These young, exciting quarterbacks. I think they're going to shape the NFL for the next 10 years. This is a good one.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's going to be a great game. As you say, these matchup of young quarterbacks just keep coming every week. So it's great for us because that Dolphins-Cardinals game was a pretty epic one. Great show. And, you know, I was actually able to watch a lot of that because I had a day off the next day. So that was usually I have to kind of turn it in halftime. But that was a great game, and I think there should be another shootout, really. I expect a lot of points, and this one really could go either way.
I'm going to pick Buffalo on the road. I just think they showed a little bit more with their defense last week for one of the few times this season against Seattle, and I don't think Arizona have much defense, although it's a tough one, this one, because Kyler Murray last week was probably pretty much unstoppable. The coach took the ball out of his hands on a couple of short yardage things, which I think otherwise Miami might not have stopped him. But I'm going to go Buffalo on the road. Who are you going to pick?
Well, I'd love to pick the overs in this one if I could, Neil. But we have to pick the teams. I'm going to go Cardinals. I think they're going to look to bounce back. Big, big long trip for the Bills. As you said, there's a couple of lessons learned. I think the turnover for Kyler Murray as well. I think they won't take the ball out of his hands on short yards once again. So I'm going to go for the Cardinals.
Definitely a coin flip one, that one. Another one with two young quarterbacks, Los Angeles Chargers, led by Justin Herbert, at the Miami Dolphins, of course, led by Tua. Be great to get your intake as a professional athlete, professional sportsman. Yeah, the Chargers, what happens when you get into this stage where you kind of, you almost couldn't make it up, the different ways they're finding to lose close games? Does it get into your head? Should it get into your head? I mean, obviously it shouldn't, but you're human beings as well.
You know, I think that there's limits to everything, right? I think if it happens a couple of times here and there, Neil, then yeah, it's not really going to play on your mind too much. But this has been a consistent theme now with the Chargers. You know, I don't know what's going on. I can't figure the Chargers out. You know, I don't know what Anthony Lynn, whether he's always going to be the right man to take this team forward, because over the last couple of years, we can say now this is really happening on a consistent basis. And this team has everything. You know, if Anthony Lynn was to leave, I mean, we're looking ahead to the offseason now, but would there be a better job opening than having this roster of players and this young quarterback at the helm?
No.
I don't know. I really think it'd be tough. So they're a heck of a team, and what's happening to them is really heartbreaking and crushing. So it's got to have an effect on this team. And if it gets into another close game, which I think this will be a close game, you know, I think the mental side of things is definitely going to come into play.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think, unfortunately, and I like Anthony Lynn, he's a tough coach and he, you know, he talks really well, but you just kind of think, okay, if it keeps happening, and they used to say, oh, well, it was when Philip Rivers was there and now it's happening again. You have to look at the coaching as well and in those key situations, in those key moments. So I do like Miami's little role they're on, though, and I'm going to pick Miami to win this one. What about you?
I'm with you. I'm going to pick the Dolphins. I think, again, another big West Coast, East Coast trip. That travel always, I think, plays a bit of a factor for some teams. And I think you have to go with the Dolphins, even though it's a bit of a later kickoff. But I would go with the Dolphins as well.
All right. Next one, Seattle at the Los Angeles Rams. I kind of have my concerns with Jared Goff. I just think they, you know, he's a very good system quarterback, but you don't see him kind of create in a freelance type of way, which is fine. I mean, you can win that way in the NFL as well, but I just don't know if he takes them to the highest possible level, and they're going to have to rely on their defense, which is second ranked in the NFL. I'm going to take Seattle on the road to get back to winning ways against the Rams. What do you think about this game?
Listen, the Rams are coming off a bye, so I think they're going to have a little bit more time to prep. Seattle are coming off a big game in Buffalo, traveled to the East Coast once again. They're going to have to travel to a big division rival, to LA. So I think that's going to play on them. But listen, Neil, I think if any defense is going to make a quarterback look good, it could be the Seahawks, right? So
yes.
Carlos Dunlap has come in. He's obviously making an impact, but you know he can't carry this thing and fix everything by himself. So I'm going to go with the Rams. I have my same concerns as you for Jared Goff. You know, I think there's a ceiling on him, but with Sean McVay, and like I said, this Seattle defense, I have absolutely zero trust in. So I would go for the Rams at home in a big divisional matchup.
I sit in the studio on Sunday nights, and obviously I'm next to Rob Ryan or Sean Gale, or this week Vince Young, who obviously has to read all the sort of coverages that were in the NFL during his career. I have two monitors in front of me, so I'm watching all the red zone stuff and getting ready to update all of that. And I'm watching the main game as well. So I'm not necessarily looking at the coverages in the same way that Rob Ryan or Vince Young is, not in any way, shape or form. But every time I looked up and Josh Allen was throwing down the field, in layman's terms, I'm just going to say all I saw was wide open Buffalo Bills receivers, right? I mean, it's a real concern if you're a Seahawks fan.
I mean, it's a huge concern, isn't it? I mean, we're in week 10. If this was happening in the first couple of weeks, and
right,
you know, I think you can accept a lot of that. But this is week 10. It's still happening. And any quarterback that's been struggling, they bounce back against this sort of team. And I think this could be a really great pick for – I mean, this could be almost a pick 'em. I think the Rams are favored by 1 or 2 points. So I really fancy the Rams in this one.
All right. The last one from our big six, and I've put this in for a reason, is the Baltimore Ravens at the New England Patriots. If I recall rightly, you are a Patriots fan, right?
Oh, boy. Yes, I am indeed. Yes.
Well, let's talk Patriots for a minute or two. Bill Belichick said last week, he kind of alluded to the cupboard was barer than in previous years. They kind of went all in to win Super Bowls and you know, credit them. They did. Lots of teams would have taken that deal that the New England Patriots, you know, had. But it just seems now that, especially as Miami may have found their quarterback, Buffalo have their quarterback. Do the Patriots have their quarterback in Cam Newton?
Long term, no. I think we know that Cam Newton, I love Cam Newton. I mean, I was so glad that they signed him just because he gave him a little bit of relevance. But long term, no. Especially when, as you mentioned, when you're competing with the likes of Josh Allen, Tua, and if the Jets get someone.
if they get Trevor Lawrence.
If they get Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields, one of those guys, then obviously it could be a long, you know, long season, couple long seasons ahead. But that happens. I'm so glad the Patriots went all in. Listen, when you have a chance to win, you go in and you win.
Sure.
All in, and we look at other sports. Teams have done it all the time. So I love the Patriots for that. You know, I'm a huge Pats fan, so you know, I've really enjoyed those years. But every cycle comes to an end. The Patriots, a little bit long, their cycle lasted probably longer than most, which has been great. But I think now it's really time to look at the future. You look at all the guys sitting out that opted out of the season.
Yeah.
I really, I was... I was so disappointed that the Pats weren't a bigger seller. I know that there was obviously restrictions and guys coming in and COVID and not knowing the salary cap for the future. So who was going to take on Gilmore's contract and all that kind of stuff. But I really want the Patriots to kind of turn the page, get those young guys some experience, build up the draft picks, and then boom, go and try and get up that draft order. Yeah. And maybe pick one of these guys coming out now, because I think there's more and more young, amazing quarterbacks coming out of college every single year.
Yeah, and sometimes you almost have to – well, we've seen it over the years. I mean, the Patriots are, of course, the exception to the rule, and they had a 20-year cycle. So, you often have to strip it right back to get yourself in a position to grab a Kyler Murray, to get a Tua Tagovailoa. If you're going to go 9-7 every year, it's going to be tough to make that kind of move, isn't it?
Oh my God, Neil! I've been doing some Pats podcast before the end of, before the start of the season, and I did it on my own podcast, and that was my biggest pet hate. I hate being in no man's land,
right?
And I sort of, what are we going to do with 7-9, 8-8, 9-7? Really, we're not doing here, we're not doing there. Let's strip it down and go and build them. Keep that culture. Keep doing your job, all that kind of good stuff that the Patriots have. That you're not going to lose that with Belichick and McDaniels at the helm. But let's go get some young playmakers. And it's obviously not the Patriots' fault, because when you're winning, you're obviously trading away assets. You're picking at the bottom end of each round. But we need to get some playmakers. I think the Patriots needs a couple of top 5, top 10, top 20 picks, Get those guys that can really make a difference and guys you can build around.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go Baltimore in this game, though. I think it's a simple one for me. I think when the Patriots are having to dig deep to beat the Jets, it's a worry. So Ravens for you?
Ravens for me, sure week for the Pats. Ravens, they've got everything in that team. So, yeah, Ravens for me also.
All right, let's go through the other ones. Let's call it a two-minute offense. We'll get through some of these a bit quicker. Philadelphia at the New York Giants. So two teams. Actually, these are the top two quarterbacks in terms of turning the football over. So they might just keep giving it back to one another. I guess I trust Philadelphia a little bit more. I was tempted to pick the Giants here, but I'm going to go Eagles. What about you?
Yeah, I mean this is for the division lead, isn't it, or something? I mean,
yes,
believe it or not. So, big game for Philly. I'm going to go for the Eagles as well. I would probably take the Giants to cover on points, but I would go for the Eagles to win for sure.
All right, next one, Jacksonville at Green Bay. So Jacksonville might find themselves in the Trevor Lawrence stakes as well. This is a pretty easy one for me. Green Bay?
I think Green Bay. I think this could be a blowout. Jake Luton was impressive in his first start, but I think we're going on the road to Lambeau. It's not against Aaron Rodgers and those boys. It's going to be difficult. So I'm going to go for Packers as well.
What about Washington at Detroit? Because Alex Smith now comes in for Washington. He had a couple of... It was almost like he was too excited at being back in. He's throwing across the middle when rolling right, which is a no-no for a quarterback, throwing interceptions. But there is a level headedness to Alex Smith. Who'd you like in this one?
I think, again, this is a close one, Neil. This is very much a pick'em. This could go either way, coin toss type of game.
Yep.
Alex Smith, as you said, he did throw three picks, but he looked pretty comfortable. As comfortable as you can... as just comfortable as you can be, I guess, from his situation. But I'm just going to go with the home team on this one, just to squeeze past. So I'm going to go for the Lions.
Yeah, I'm going to go Lions as well. I'm going to keep one eye on that injury report, make sure Matthew Stafford's playing. But we'll both pick the Lions there. Houston at Cleveland. I'm going to go Cleveland. And when I think Houston now, I'm literally thinking it's Deshaun Watson to Will Fuller. And not a huge amount else. A bit of Brandon Cooks, I suppose. But it's just not enough for Houston. Although I don't trust the Browns either. I'm talking myself out of this one. I'll tell you what. I'll let you pick first.
I see what you're doing there. Listen, for me, I'm going to go Browns. Obviously, Baker Mayfield's coming off the COVID list. Even if he doesn't, Case Keenum, is that really a downgrade? Probably not. So I don't think there's a huge difference. I think obviously a big thing for the Browns, if I think Nick Chubb is close to coming back, So
yep.
Cold weather, November in Cleveland, running game, you need that. And, him and Kareem Hunt will be a handful for the Texans. So, yeah, Texans are playing a second road game in a row. I'm going to go Browns.
Sold. I'm going Cleveland as well. Yep. Denver at the Las Vegas Raiders. I think the Raiders, I think Denver, I said this about this time last year, so I think Denver might be pretty good next year. I mean, you've got to start being good in one of the years when you actually say it, but I think Jerry Jeudy at receiver, you've got KJ Hamler, you bring Cortland Sutton back from injury, you bring Von Miller back. I think the Broncos might be ready to make some noise next year, but not this year. I'm going to go with the Raiders in this one.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it's just probably a year too soon for the Broncos. I mean, Drew Lock is showing some promise. I think he still needs to continue to develop and get better. But, you know, let those draft picks develop, those young players develop and stock up in the draft again this year. And I think the Broncos could be a really good team next year. But for now, I'm going to go Raiders to win at home.
All right. 49ers at the Saints. Saints have won 5 in a row. 49ers ravaged by injuries. Is it that simple?
I think so. I mean, Saints coming off a big divisional win against the Bucs, obviously, as we talked about, at home. Yeah, 49ers. I mean, we don't know who's going to be playing for them. And I think it's going to be a difficult task to go into New Orleans and win that game. So I'm going to go for Saints.
It's tough, isn't it, when a season gets away from you like that with the 49ers? And maybe that's why, you know, these windows, when they open to win the Super Bowls, you know, they're up by 11 in the fourth quarter. You don't know you're going to get back there.
No, you don't. I mean, they will look at it as an opportunity missed for sure. And we talked about the Patriots earlier. When you can win, you got to go for it. And
yeah,
because nothing's guaranteed, especially in the NFL with the injuries and the impact, of course, the physicality of the sport. You know, I think you need to go for it. And no wonder they were looking at Tom Brady and maybe upgrading the quarterback position and doing all it takes to win. So, yeah, that was one of those things for them. And obviously a difficult year, but yeah, Saints in this one.
Yeah, I think they have a new quarterback in San Francisco next year. Last two, Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. I'm going to pick Pittsburgh. Well, I'd love to know, well, first of all, your pick and also what you think of Joe Burrow.
I love Joe Burrow. I mean, he's a stud. What a gamer he is, you know, that he's been beaten down, the lack of protection with that, with that lack of offensive line protection. So, you know, I think he's done absolutely all he can for that franchise and making them relevant again. So I think he's been awesome. Steelers, you know, they're 8-0, but I don't know how they're 8-0. They're a good team, you know, but I still have my doubts about them for some reason. They haven't really blown anyone out, and I don't know. So I do fancy the Steelers, though. Obviously, Big Ben, there's something about him being on a COVID list, so we need to see what happens there. If Mason Rudolph comes in, I think he'll be fine. But I think the defense for the Steelers is going to get the job done, and it's going to be a little bit difficult for Joe Burrow to navigate that. So I'm going to go Steelers.
I think Joe Burrow's got that sort of swagger about him. I could picture him, and some quarterbacks come in kind of nervous and looking like rabbits in the headlights. I could picture Joe Burrow kind of kicking the locker room door open in Cincinnati with a cigar in his mouth saying, right, boys, follow me. And he's only 23 years old, but I don't think age matters if you've got the makeup for it. And I think he has.
No, not at all. I mean, we know the quarterback's the most important position in the NFL franchise. So he's going to lead the way. Great, you know, unbelievable pick for them. And I think he's going to be fantastic. And he's going to have an amazing career.
Last one, Minnesota at Chicago. I think the Vikings have found their formula. It's Dalvin Cook. Let Dalvin Cook. Not let Russ cook. Let Dalvin cook. What do you think?
I'm going Minnesota. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to go for Vikings just because I don't trust the quarterbacks for Chicago. They've looked, that whole offense, it's looked stagnant. It's looked a little bit lack of ideas, can we say? I really don't know how to describe them, but just hasn't looked great overall. And I think Minnesota, if they're fighting hard, you know, you think maybe after the slow start, they would sort of give up on the season, but shows Mike Zimmer at the helm. It's going to create a really good culture and competitive culture. So they're going to want to go in there in a divisional game and win. So I'm going to go Vikings also.
All right. So we have gone 3 different, according to my calculation. So I think we're going to have a winner here. I've gone Tennessee. You've gone Indianapolis. I've gone Buffalo. You've gone Arizona. I've gone Seattle and you've gone the Rams. So good luck.
Good luck to you, Neil. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, Asma, tell me how you got into the NFL and how you became a Patriots fan.
Well, Neil, I got into it when I was living in Canada. So we're looking at it probably about 20 odd years ago now. And funny enough, as I started watching the NFL, I mean, I love sport in general. A certain Tom Brady came on the scene. the first game I remember is the Patriots beating the St. Louis Rams, the greatest show on turf, they call them. So he came on the scene and I sort of just stuck with it, stuck with Tom Brady, stuck with the Patriots, and have been a huge NFL fan since and a huge Patriots and Tom Brady fan. So yeah, I just love the whole sport and everything about the game.
Good timing. Is it nice to have a sport? So you mentioned earlier in the podcast that you kind of watch till halftime of the second game, then you got to get up for training. Is it nice to have a sport that you're not involved in? So even if you watched another league of football, you know, of what we call our football, you might have played against somebody, you might have a vested interest, you might know a coach, and so you might be swayed one way or the other. Is it quite nice to have a sport which is completely separate from what you live and work in every day?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm an absolute just normal diehard fan when I went to the NFL with no interest. Yes, you have your fantasy teams. We have your DraftKings and whatever else you're doing. So you have a lot of fun with that. But it's just so awesome, as you say, to watch games that, you know, have no really impact on your life. You know, as you say, you watch a lot of these football games. Well, you know, if they win and they draw, it's good for us. And there's always something going on. So I absolutely love being a neutral in the NFL and just enjoying sport for what it is.
And obviously, I guess, like you say, you started watching it in Canada. Then you come over and you play in the Premier League with Portsmouth, Stoke, Chelsea. It's in bold on my script because our producer, Gary, is a Chelsea fan, and Bournemouth, of course. You probably worried at first that you wouldn't get to see the NFL. And I guess that changed quite quickly. You see how much it's grown over the years here.
No, absolutely. It's been crazy, right? The ride's been amazing. Everyone involved has done a great job in growing the game. So it's been awesome. And shame this year we haven't had the games, but you know, it's one of the best events of the year when the games are here. So great the coverage that it's getting as well. So well done to you guys and for putting on a really good show for the NFL.
What do you like about the Sundays and the game in general? I mean, yeah, for some people it's different things. You know, it can be the hitting, it could be the tactics. What kind of draws you into the NFL every weekend?
I mean, there's a few things that really draws me in the NFL. I mean, I think I appreciate the sport for what it is. I appreciate how much thought and preparation goes into it, the plays, the tactical side, the strategic side of it, of course. Then you have the talent of the players. And the violence, it's some amazing hits and everything else. But you know, I'm not someone who's going to really push that side of things. But one of the things I love about the NFL, Neil, is how open it is. You know, it's a salary cap game. Every year can be different. We really can't predict it. Yeah, you know, some guys are better than others. But just the openness of it, I think some of the football leagues in Europe, they're just a little bit too predictable. And I think that's what's making this year really fun in football, because it's a little bit more open and everyone has a chance. But the NFL is like that every year. You know, every team is capable of doing well, and you never know who's going to win. So I just enjoy that side of it as a fan a lot.
Yeah, I think that's the case certainly from season to season, but also from week to week. You know, there's always, you know, like last week, Carolina almost knocking off Kansas City. And then from quarter to quarter, because we've had so many comebacks this year as well. And, you know, I think when we're trying to do the stuff on Sky Sports on a Sunday night and trying to stay across it all, you know, you really realize how dramatically things shift and change and momentum. And then that can happen in football as well. Of course, you can have a big lead and then lose that lead. But it does seem to be really prevalent in the NFL, which is great to watch.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I definitely think it's more towards the NFL side on that one. I think it's so exciting. I mean, the Red Zone is like the best channel in the world. Yeah. You have the Red Zone and you have yes. the Sky side, kind of the game you're watching. Maybe your iPad, you watch your favorite team. So the fact is you have access to all these games. For us here in the UK, they're actually on at a time you can watch, because all of American sports usually on the middle of the night. So good luck following that. So I just think there's so many things about the NFL that ticks the boxes, and it's such a great sporting experience, really.
And last one for you. So you've got your own podcast now, haven't you? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I've got my own podcast, Season of Sports, which I've been doing for the last 2 or 3 years. I'm going to get it going again pretty soon when we get a little bit more of a regular rhythm, because the games and everything have been so relentless that I haven't had a chance to do it. But just love talking sports, Neil, anytime. Love getting guests on. I think you were one of the guests once.
I was.
And I appreciate you for that. And we just have some, you know, we have a lot of fun doing it.
I've got one more question, because you know I'm a Liverpool fan. So what would be more scary, Mo Salah bearing down on goal one-on-one or Derek Henry with a football in his hands?
Not Derek Henry, because I wouldn't be too scared of getting in the way from Mo Salah. I mean, he's very good, technical. He'd probably score, but getting run over by Derek Henry can't be a fun experience.
No, that's one of those. You've got to make one of those business decisions and get down while you can.
We'll give that one a miss.
Yeah, this has been fun. Now, before we go, make sure you head over to our social channels. We're at the NR Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, where you can track our picks and scores throughout the season. Also, send us your game picks using the hashtag game picks, and we can see how you get on against us. Asmir, thank you for joining us. This was good.
Listen, thanks for having me, Neil. It's always a pleasure to talk NFL with you.
All right, so there's Asmir Begovic. Enjoy the games. Week 10 in the NFL is upon us. We'll be back next week with game picks. Bye for now. That's it for this week's episode of Game Picks. Thank you very much for listening. Episodes will be dropping every Thursday throughout the 2020 NFL season, so be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. All that's left now is to say thanks to our special guest, and may the best NFL fan win. Game Picks is presented by myself, Neil Reynolds. Gary Hayes is our producer, while Matt Alabaster is responsible for all of our artwork. Taylor Hayes mixed this episode and also composed our music. Game Picks is a Highway 61 production for the Reynolds Podcast Network. We'll see you next Thursday for more Game Picks.